Blog Talk Radio.
I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. According to knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget that nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working, repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk. Okay, how I choose to live.
No more compromises. I see past the disguises. Blindly through mind control. Stealing my eternal soul. Appealing through material. To keep me as a slave. But I'll get out. Oh, I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. Nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. See, you don't change the truth. And your hurt feelings, no excuse to keep me in this box. Psychological lock, repressing true expression, cementing this repression, promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system. I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Oh, let my father's will be done. And just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage. Just get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. Just get out. Oh, these traditions killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. I just accepted what you say. Keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk the learning grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke. Oh, you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life in sacrifice to a system for the dead. Oh, are you sure where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory. Just get out. Oh, these traditions are alive. Just get out. Superstition killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I must die. Just get out. Just get out. Just get out. Let's get out.
powerful, powerful, powerful. Let's get out. Powerful. Good evening, brothers. Been a rough day, my brothers, I must say. The day has been going great. Actually, everything was great. But somewhere in the last an hour or so, the enemy has got busy. But we're going to persevere and push it on through because that's what we got to do. We just still have to sometime. So good evening, brothers. We thank God for your presence. Praise God for the gifts that he made available to you. As we continue to rest towards the mark of the high calling, we welcome you to session 11 of the Mega Virtual Think Tank, where we are reading the work of our brother Neely Fuller Jr., a very powerful work, the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, a compensatory counter-racist code. And it's a powerful read. So, as usual, we invite all of you who have joined us tonight and those who would join later come and share. I am not in my studio this evening. We're going to make it work anyway. So we want to just open our line and give brothers that are here an opportunity to come and share whatever may be on your spirit as we get it going tonight. So come, my brothers. Mike's open.
Hey, good evening, my brother. I pray all is well with the brothers and that everyone is being safe and getting through this time, man. And it's amazing that we pick up this book at a time where America is being curtailed on all sides by this thing called the coronavirus and is being able to affect stock market and all type of things, and we know that this system is built on what we're talking about here, white supremacy, and for us to be reading this book at a time when America is being hit like it is, and we could see that system of white supremacy and the way that it does its business is very fragile. And I always say to the brothers, you know, Satan plan, but God plan, and surely God is the best of planets. And surely I believe that this system of white supremacy is being attacked by God himself. And sometimes you have what you call in the military, what you call collateral damage. Yeah, collateral damage. And so some have to pay prices for the system being hit. Now, we may all have to pay a price, but if it's to liberate our children and our children's children and our children's children's children, then hey, I'm just gonna sit back and I'm gonna try to keep my eyes off of personal gain or personal loss, and just realize that God is in control and that everything that Dr. Neely Fuller has been talking about, one of his main areas is economics, and we can see that this system of white supremacy is being attacked definitely on the economic side. So I share that in love and ready to dialogue with the brothers.
Amen. Come on, brother. There's another brother. This is Julius.
Well, Brother Reed is here with book in hand. Thanks to Brother Store for the early afternoon drop-off delivery. I've been feverishly reading, trying to catch up, but I agree with the brotherhood. You can't just throw this thing down and go in overdrive and try to grab all this stuff in and absorb it all at one time. But like Quaid is saying, it is not just America. I come from a perspective of international interaction, and this is the entire world that has an influence in white supremacy. Other countries, other parts of the world are all greatly affected, but it's the Americans that truly is under the thumbnail of white supremacy. So I am pleased to have my book in hand. Seriously reading, trying to catch up with the information. Because I truly want to learn the code. And I count it all joy for the privilege of studying with a band of brothers such as yourselves. So my two cents worth is that stuck on page 37, and then I went thumbing around the book, and I got to 47 before I stopped, because I couldn't absorb any more than my little brain could take it. But I am so enlightened that an author such as this brother, he doesn't write in my normal tradition, my traditional of reading through or telling a story. This is dialogue with footnotes and dialogue with purpose that he writes to explain the position that we're in right now. And the codes of white supremacy that we truly need to understand. As we have a presidency who flashes codes, if not a hand, and what his actions are. And then he has the audacity to have a family, his own family, which is no fault of us, but he got a family that is also a white supremacist. And they came on today or in the last couple of days. This has been a tremendous 7 days we've had here. But I truly want to understand what we're dealing with. Because now, as they say, stuff happens. And it begins this week. Begin this month, because I don't believe this virus is an accident. I'll leave it alone at that. So glad to be here, brothers. And count me in, because I'm ready to go.
Okay, brother. I'll send a note to the other brothers who have yet to join us. So let me see if they've joined us yet. Any other brothers, have you joined us? Everybody's here that's here, so the three of us at the moment. So we praise God, and we give God glory and honor for this opportunity. Economics, with a lot of codified language shared today, I understand. I didn't see it all, but just hearing about it on the peripheral. And you hear words like money going directly to American families versus being received via some form of tax form being filled out. Because when we know when that takes place, if there was a benefit, it'll get lost up in the bureaucracy and nobody would ever receive it. So when you see people saying they're going to send money directly to the American consumer, prior to that, that's an indication that you truly are being asked to buy into something very seriously. Yeah, somebody also said in the codified language, if you're going to bail out these billion-dollar companies, who, of course, they have to have public records and they have to have their financials in the public and so on and so forth, how are you going to the deal with the smaller companies, where prior to what I heard today, the smaller companies would not be taken care of the same way. So it's an interesting situation that we see. And this situation that we see going on is going to become even, I think, greater visibility and clarity. I know and I believe that what we're seeing is real. And at the same time, I believe there's a lot of practices being conducted. A lot of what we did this being conducted to see just how much the American not only American citizens, but global citizens can be manipulated. And initially, all of the global leaders were not on board. But when you begin to hear each one of them one by one begin to say, we're in a war, I think now you see everybody beginning to get the idea. The last state in America today apparently notified or reported this case of coronavirus, which now every state has been impacted. And so each one of us in some way or another will be impacted. And I tell you, it's dangerous in a lot of ways. It can mess with your mind, your spirit. It's truly a very powerful time. But it's spiritual warfare. And as our brother said, we're going to have to be diligent and be calm and remain calm and allow the system to play itself out. Because what's been put in place, now I could be wrong, but it's just an opinion. This is war. When you hear those words again, war, most of the time when the United States is in war, they rarely, if ever, change their chief executive officer. We call the president. Rarely. And we've heard many times in the past where create an economic calamity, then clean it up. You can't get a greater economic calamity when you look at the level of exports and imports that come in and out of this country, the biggest companies in America and where they sell their products, and the level of imports that we have from places even like China. I mean, it's unbelievable. So anyway, my perspective on the economic piece is that we need to pay close attention and learn. And I think it's a great opportunity, as we were sharing last night, that we won't have all of the same stuff that we had in the years past, all the sporting events. It really take time to dig deep in some of this stuff. Perhaps there's another brother that's joined us. Is anyone else joined us this evening? Let me go back over here. See, I'm on my phone, not at my my regular mode of operation. Nope, at the moment, it's us. So we'll go ahead with us, the three of us. Let's do this. We had said last week we were going to start on 82, and I said, well, let's do a quick review of economics. And so from my perspective, we've done a quick review of economics because that's really what we're seeing playing out today. And, you know, one other thing I would say, people ask the question, you know, where does all this money come from? See, in a fiat system where you're not backed by gold, and where the Federal Reserve already put the interest rates at zero, now they just turn on the printing press. Now, we know, of course, over time, that's going to create a problem. But for right now, since the U.S. dollar is still a global reserve currency, the Federal Reserve basically has now said, we'll turn on the printing press, and we're not going to charge the U.S. government any interest on that. And the U.S. government can then determine how it wants to do with those, with the loans and T-bills and all the other stuff that they're going to do. But this is a very interesting time, because you do see now how they could literally print money backed by nothing to ease this situation and be a hero in the process. And we went out there and said, we're going to do the same for our family, because we'd be in jail. In jail. So if we're, anybody else want to share the thing on economics?
Yeah, I think you're hitting it on the head, man. Economics piece, man. And this, and I wish we were, as an OVTT, I wish we were a little more mature in our life cycle right now, that we can, you know, find something at this time right here when things are going down,
mm-hmm.
To be ready to catch on the way coming up.
That's it.
You know, that's what I wish and pray for, because I know this book, man, I tell you, man, it seems like you picked the perfect book at the right time, at the right moment in history. I mean, it's just, if people really dig into this book, right now and begin to see, there's other books around it and things, but this book kind of like helps kind of like bring everything into into more like a focus or deal with it all. You know, he the way he elaborates on different topics and stuff like that, it seems like he kind of like put everything from the Garvey movement to Elijah Muhammad to Martin Luther King. It seemed like to me he kind of like studied them all and kind of like put it all into, you know, a synthesis, so to say. And even like the Ku Klux Klan, maybe he even did them too. You know, I don't know, but it just seemed like the way he's expanding in this book, man, it makes you want to dig more, man, especially at this time, man. And I wish we could have took that ride coming up, man. And it just let us know that we got to get more serious, man, that we are, again, at war. And I started, man, this thing was so deep this week. I started back looking at 1930 and the stock market crash during then. And, you know, the people that were successful coming out of that, you know, coming out of that era. And then I started even thinking about the prophets and how they dealt with. I know last week we talked about it, and I don't want to make us go too far back, but we had, you know, those four areas of like talking about the me, you know, the group or the more than two or three people that I can't remember what page it was on, but I even started thinking about that, and I started thinking, I was like, dang. Each one of the major, so-called major prophets, they all at some point started at that third tier. Man, I wish I could remember what page it was on. Dang it, I got so much stuff marked in this book, man. But yeah, but anyway, they started in that third phase, which is the concentrating on the group or the group that they came to talk to or whatever that they came to talk to or deal with. And then it went to that last group that he said that this author saying where we actually need to be at, which is the totality or the whole or human beings. And so I even started thinking about that, man, and how you battle white supremacy. You know, how you deal with white supremacy, and then being able to move and in an area of thinking about the human being in itself, man, and just, you know, and I think it's a balance, man. It's a balance that you have to try to find a way to achieve, trying to deal with that group, deal with your group or whatever, you know, trying to ultimately get into that last group. But if you move too early, you know, you can destroy everything that you work for. If you move too late, you can destroy everything. It's a balance, and economics has a lot to do with it. Economics, I feel, has a lot to do with it. And while us blacks in America haven't been as successful as a group, because I think we moved too early. We moved with the voting and all that, but we didn't move with the economic base. And that kind of spread us too thin to where it seemed like we can't recover. And when you hear the author, or you hear Dr. Claude Anderson talk about these issues, they don't have a great look on it, because they see that our economic base is just, we're too spread thin. We spread too thin in order to make a real impact and to deal in that last group and deal in it effectively and powerful enough that we can make our voices heard. So I hope that makes sense.
Well, it makes sense. And, you know, it's very consistent of what we read over on 91. When he made the statement, they asked a question on 90, which culture is the correct culture that should be practiced? Is the culture that ends racism, white supremacy, guarantees that no person, creature, or thing is mistreated or misused? 3, guarantees that the person who needs help the most gets the most constructive help. And 4, best helps to produce universal man and universal woman, people who are totally constructive. Notes, he said, among the people of the known universe, as it is today, Any culture that does not do the aforementioned is not a correct culture. A correct culture is nothing other than the combined speech and action that has resulted in truth, that which is being revealed and used in such a manner as to have produced justice, balance between people, and correctness, balance between all people, creatures, things, etc. A correct culture does not yet exist. Then the next question was, what is the correct thing to say when someone talks about preserving so-called black culture or so-called white culture? Answer, say any so-called culture that does not that has not replaced white supremacy with justice is not worth preserving. Notes, a culture is nothing other than a combination of whatever it is that people think, say, and do, and all of their interactions with each other, and with all creatures, and with all things, and all areas of activity. The most powerful, most sophisticated, most accomplished culture in the known universe is white supremacy, racism. Question, during the existence of white supremacy, what is the best and correct way to describe so-called black culture? Answer, pitiful, primitive, stupid, and or silly. Question, what parts of so-called black culture should all the people in the known universe seek to copy? Whatever is not, answer, whatever is not pitiful, primitive, stupid, and or silly. Question, what parts of the so-called white culture should all the people of the known universe seek to copy? Answer, seek to know and understand everything about everything that needs to be known and understood. During the existence of white supremacy, racism, the most important thing for a non-white person to study is the system of white supremacy, what it is and how it works. This study should include every major detail of its establishment, maintenance, expansion, and refinement in every area of activity. During the existence of white supremacy, racism, the best and correct way to describe so-called white culture is white culture. It's white racism, supremacy. This dude, see, some people would be offended when he said black culture is what he described. But I think he's trying to really overemphasize the point, is that everything we should be doing about, instead of sometimes trying to preserve maybe how we dress or how we dance or how we do this, we need to be looking at overturning, you know, this system. Because when you look at some of the new fundamental positions, you know, live in a house only big enough to provide you a place to sleep and eat when necessary. I mean, that wouldn't be too big of a place. You know, get a car only necessary to get you where you need to go from A to B to fight white supremacy. So to the extreme. But I think what he's doing in his style is really trying to shock us or anybody else into understanding it's a lifelong fight, a battle that you never stop. And you never get to the point to where you say, well, I got in there. And that's why I think I feel that so much we got to get done. So much we got to get done. Now, brothers, I want to be honest for a moment and not looking for any level of pity. But at the moment, I am in severe discomfort. Don't know what it is. Went to the doctor today. Didn't have a temp. Had a temp all weekend, you know, in and out of the bed. No temp this morning. Had made an appointment. Went to the doctor. No temp. But since about, I don't know, 7 o'clock. Just been aching, hurting, pain. It's still, from what I feel, don't feel like I'm feverish or nothing. But it's very, very challenging. So I want to make a recommendation, if you brothers would consider it, because I really do believe we want to have these other brothers involved. They say they want to be involved, and perhaps they may not be. But I want to suggest that we, if we could, you know, only with your agreement, delay tonight until maybe tomorrow. I know what it is on tomorrow. I know he's been on a lot of things. His brother Warren may be what his issue is today. I don't know about Jeff. Haven't heard from him. But what do you brothers think? I'm just putting it on the table.
Hey, I'm with you. We could do that, brother, because like you said, twofold. Want you to get better, because this mission means nothing without you. And then to allow other brothers to get involved. So I'm good either way.
I go along with that. Second that emotion. You need to shut it down and get some rest.
Well, do
I got my book.
One of y'all Just should have texted Willie J and Jeff and see if ask Willie J if we could, you know, be a part of his program tomorrow. We just do it tomorrow because it's I don't know what it is now. Okay. So yeah, it's crazy. And like I said, I was just at the doctor's today, and you know, he said, yeah, use a little stuff that you little inflame, you know, inflammation, that kind of stuff, but. You know, we couldn't detect no infection or nothing like that. When I was there, no temperature. But dang, since about 7, boy, I don't know what the deal is. So let me just chill out, man, if y'all don't mind. I love you, appreciate it, and we'll do it tomorrow. And believe that, because I really do want these other brothers to. They got to get a piece of it. Cause see, the book after this, that God has placed on my spirit, just what He has said. You need to study the whole thing. Is to study the whole system of hegemony, which talks about, you know, white dominance and from their perspective, because so you can understand, so we can understand, you know, where that is, because you know, once we get a true understanding of anybody, you understand this, the war never stops. No matter how good and how friendly you have with somebody, you treat that person, because it ain't a person we're battling; it's a system. It ain't a person. See, that's what sometimes we get bogged down in the person. It ain't the person. It's the system. And that's what makes it difficult. But I appreciate you, brothers, man, being understanding. Yeah, I need to let it down. I need to lay it down for at least see what happens when I wake back up and get back up.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right, brothers.
I love y'all, brothers.
I love you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you. God bless.